We're going to take your calls this hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Tom has some texts and tweets, and just need 10 of you to hit the website to set another record, so just go for it at criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And you can also download the free criticalhealthnews.com app in the App Store. Just go there, whether you've got Android or iPhone, to your store and download the criticalhealthnews.com app. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Yeah, this one in from Janice in Fort Worth, Texas. Please ask the pharmacist if there are dangers of a person eating too much spinach in one day.
Never heard of that, Ben. Never heard of the Popeye was good.
You know what? Do you ever wonder why Popeye ate spinach and not steak or hamburgers? Spinach is one of the most important bodybuilding foods, muscle-building foods you could ever eat. There's so many phytonutrients in spinach that are responsible for building muscle, including various plant steroids and, of course, nitrogen. Spinach is an amazing, amazing food. It's also high in something called oxalic acid or oxalates. Have you heard of this stuff? Oxalates are kind of a waste product, a cellular waste product. And spinach and certain green leafy vegetables are high in these oxalates. So I think this is what the gal is thinking of. So, you know, if you cook your spinach or steam your spinach, you'll probably lose a lot of those oxalates.
Yep.
And kidney stones, oxalates are responsible for kidneys, partially anyway, responsible for kidney stones. Those are usually the end result, not so much of ingested oxalates, but of oxalates that are not being cleared out or are being produced. Because cells are really being revved up. Usually sugar, high sugar diets, high carbohydrate diets are responsible, elevated insulin. It's more of a blood sugar issue. So I wouldn't worry about eating too much spinach, although I understand her point that these oxalate substances are high in spinach, and she's probably thinking about getting too much of that.
Ben, did you ever look at a calcium oxalate under a microscope? It's got a little ball. It's like those little Viking balls on top of those weapons they would spin.
It's pretty nasty stuff, right? It's a crystal.
That's why it hurts so much, I guess.
Absolutely. Can you imagine trying to pass one of those through your tiny little blood vessels in your kidneys or in your urethra? You know, our good friend, MZ, happy birthday, MZ, by the way. I know he's listening. I was present for one of his kidney stones, and let me tell you, that is, you'd ever want to have one.
That is painful. Let's go to Mike, Yuma, Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Michael.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm going to be quick. I have a question about using IV drips that are nutricentric to help your body regain its healing power. And I'm thinking of IV drips for two kinds of diseases. One I have is a friend of the, has another one, neuropathy and for neuropathy. I'm looking at.
You're breaking up right there at the end, Mike. But we got neuropathy. Go ahead, Ben.
Let me tell you something. If you have unlimited funds, if you're Jeff Bezos or a movie star, or, you know, money's no object, you're getting IV drips every day or at least several times a week. They're amazing, absolutely amazing. Not just let's set aside if you're sick. Just for everybody, for longevity, they're amazing. As you get older, especially when it becomes harder to absorb your nutrients. But for people who are sick, people have cancer, people have neuropathies, people have any kind of metabolic issues, dementias. If we really cared about health as much as we purport to care about health with this current health challenge that everybody's dealing with, every American would get an IV drip. There'd be national IV drip insurance where every American has the right to IV drips once a week or twice a week or periodically. IV drips are incredibly valuable, and that is what I mean for that, for folks who don't know what that means, is nutrition that is injected directly into your circulatory system, intravenously, IV drips. But they're good for everybody, but it's
like on a bottle that you see in the hospital rooms, right?
Except it has vitamin C in it, it has selenium in it, it has glutathione in it, it has all these wonderful, wonderful nutrients, magnesium in it, potassium in it. In fact, if you go to the hospital, they don't put an IV drip. They don't put a nutritional drip in you, but they put electrolytes in you right into your bloodstream. Absolutely. So incredibly valuable tool. It's a little expensive is the only problem.
What's wrong with supplementation compared to that?
Supplementation is the next best thing, absolutely, 100%. Supplementation, you know, I talk about supplements all the time, obviously. But we shouldn't have to use supplements. We should be able to get everything we need from food. But that's not
going to happen. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. So forget it. You have to supplement. Absolutely must supplement. It's not the perfect way to get your nutrients, but it's the best way that's available to us in a practical, from a practical sense, a practical standpoint. And it's the best health insurance policy you could ever use is nutritional supplementation. The Beyond Tang Tangerine from Longevity, I'm telling you, George, and I know you use it, if everybody could just experience what that does for you, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, especially if you haven't had nutritional, if you haven't experienced nutritional supplementation before. But one of the great gifts of the human body is the more deficient nutrients. It's like the sicker we are, the faster we can turn it around. The more weight you need to lose, the faster the pounds drop off. The body is like a nutritionally deficient body is like a dry sponge. And when you put water, nutrients, in the dry sponge or in the body sucks it up like a dry sponge sucks up water.
Let's go to Patty in Seattle, Washington. Hello, Patty. Go ahead.
Hello, hey, George. And hi, Pharmacist Ben. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for taking my call. My question is about muscular dystrophy.
Yes.
My girlfriend and I had our babies at the same time, and they're now both 35 years old. Her son came down with muscular dystrophy, and at this point, he's still walking, but as you know, he's probably skin and bones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's pretty long-lived for muscular dystrophy. It's Duchenne type. I wanted to know what Doc Wallach, you know, what his discovery was, or if there is some way to help this young man to regain some function because of muscular dystrophy.
Absolutely, 100%. Now, muscular dystrophy is one of those genetic things. And, you know, Doc sometimes says there's no genetic diseases and everybody always freaks out. What do you mean there's no genetic disease? What he means is that the genetic diseases that we, the disease that we call genetics, that are the result of genetic mutations that occur in the womb, are the end result of nutritional deficiencies that the mother is undergoing. So when there's a genetic mutation in a baby, in a fetus, it's the end result of an environment, a womb or an in utero, in the uterus environment, that is not conducive to genetic health. That's first of all. So muscular dystrophy has a genetic, obviously, it has there's a genetic cause to it. So here's what you do with muscular dystrophy. I'm not talking about curing anything.
And by the way, Doc said that he passed on information to Jerry Lewis, and that's one of the reasons they fired him.
Yeah, well, Doc suggests selenium for that. And selenium is very important for a lot of things, including the immune system, and that's one of the reasons why Doc talks about selenium. He talks about it for a lot of things, but for muscular dystrophy.
It's part of his secret sauce, by the way, Ben.
Part of the secret sauce, right, the ultimate selenium from Longevity. And by the way, the ultimate selenium from Longevity is good for all kinds of things, but one of the major roles of selenium is to activate a molecule, which you and I have talked about before, George, called glutathione. Glutathione is the body's major disease fighter, probably the most important disease-fighting molecule. It's activated by selenium. It is composed of proteins and amino acids that are found in whey. So whey is one of the best ways to build the glutathione, and this is all to do with muscular dystrophy, by the way. And Duchenne muscular dystrophy is just muscular dystrophy. They like to name things. Muscular dystrophy means the muscles, muscular, are not growing correctly, dystrophy. They're growing out of control in a dysfunctional way. So muscular dystrophy just means your muscles are messed up, and it's the muscle cells are not growing correctly. Think anti-inflammatory. We talked earlier about natural aspirin, which is your ultimate essential fatty acids. We talked about selenium as activating glutathione, building glutathione with your whey protein amino acids, and then using a sulfur, which is also important for glutathione. Sulfur is also important for the immune system. MSM sulfur, you'll find that in a lot of longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And vitamin E is one of the all-time great anti-inflammatory and, by the way, pain-relieving nutrients that you could ever take. Vitamin E deficiencies are very common. Vitamin E is not one we talk a lot about, but it's very important for all kinds of inflammatory and pain issues. So long story, and then last but not least, for any kind of inflammatory condition, focus on gut health. By that, I mean intestinal health. The intestine is the seat of health and the seat of disease in the body. So anytime you have a health challenge, by strengthening the intestine, using your nightly essence from longevity, eating fermented foods, making sure you're using digestive enzymes, making sure that you're using fiber. All of these are strategies for strengthening the intestine. And by the way, anything that helps you with arthritis, any supplements that help you with arthritis will also help you with intestinal health, particularly for something called leaky gut syndrome. And muscular dystrophy can be negatively impacted by leaky gut syndrome. There's a wonderful supplement, absolutely spectacular, that we talk about for arthritis called glucosamine.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Glucogel caps. That one is so important for intestinal health. It's unfortunate we don't talk about it for that. But also, very similar to glucosamine, is gelatin. Now, you've heard of Knox gelatin, and people think Jell-O when they think of gelatin. I'm not talking about Jell-O. Just gelatin is one of the great home remedies for all intestinal health issues, and that, in a secondary way, can also help you with muscular dystrophy.
We're taking calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And Sherry, if you missed anything he said, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Danny in Oklahoma City is with us. Hi, Danny.
Oh, hi, George. Ben, I like the way you guys think.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. I had a testimony I wanted to run by you real quick with ivermectin, but I have often wanted to ask someone like you. I was born with extrophy of the bladder. You're essentially born without a bladder. Your abdominal wall is just open, you know, where the bladder is when you're born. And at the Air Force Hospital in San Antonio, back in the late 60s, they did what they call ureter sigmoidoscopy, and that's where they transplant the end of your ureters from your kidneys down into your lower, you know, in your rectum area, and they make a little pouch, and it's worked well, you know, thank God. But I do take a maintenance a sulfa antibiotic, but I wanted to ask you, besides the ivermectin testimony, is there an alternative? Because I've been taking antibiotics. I'm in my late 50s now. But is there an alternative to keep the...
Yeah.
Because, see, everything mixes. That's the downside to it. You know, when they transplant, it's very rare. I don't even know if they... another alternative to that is, you know, where you have to... They can insert, you know, the ileal conduit bag, and you have to empty it every, you know, couple, 3 hours. In my case, it all just drains through my rectum, everything.
Yeah, you're pretty much stuck on the antibiotic. I would say you want to stay on the antibiotics, but it becomes really, really important that you also use probiotics. Are you familiar with probiotics as opposed to
antibiotics? Oh, yeah, we sure are.
Really, really important that you make sure that you're populating that intestinal bacteria, your intestinal bacteria. See, the intestinal bacteria help fight the bad bacteria. They're they call them probiotics, but in essence, they're natural antibiotics.
Yeah, it's strange that we have good and bad bacteria.
Exactly. It's almost confusing. Here's the problem. The antibiotics kill bad bacteria. That's great. But they also kill the good bacteria. And guess what? You're taking antibiotics even if you're not taking antibiotics, because they're in the fish, they're in the meat, they're in the dairy, and they're in the water. So everybody is taking antibiotics. In fact, most antibiotics are agricultural antibiotics that are given to farm animals. So antibiotic resistance is a real thing. It's a dangerous thing, and anything you can do to protect yourself from that is going to be important. And job number one is to take care of your intestinal health. And that means, number one, taking the probiotics, that is the nightly essence from longevity, for example, which is my all-time favorite probiotic, but also providing an environment that is conducive to the health of the probiotics in the intestine. And that means, first and foremost, making sure you're getting fiber. And that also means making sure you're staying away. This is very underappreciated, George, what I'm about to say here. Staying away from processed and fried fats. Processed and fried fats wreak havoc on intestinal health. And I would dare say that much of our chronic health disease challenges that we deal with that are endemic in the culture, some 100 to 120 million people, Americans are suffering from chronic degenerative diseases, are at least partially the cause of leaky gut syndrome, which we talked about earlier, which is itself caused by fried and processed fats. Doc's been talking about this for years, staying away from fried fats. But, you know, it's like we can't get enough of these high fatty foods. If you want to make a lot of money, just figure out how to fry fats and put sugar on it, whatever it is, and you'll make money. And that's because human beings are obsessed, from a biological and evolutionary perspective, obsessed with fats. Because fats are an incredibly valuable source of energy. And today, the only fats that are available to us are cooked, refined, or fried fats. And so eliminating the fried fats becomes really important for intestinal.
So for Danny, though, you're saying probiotics.
Probiotics, fiber, and also the aforementioned gelatin. Gelatin is also very important for the intestine.
All right.
Gelatin is important for a lot of things. And by the way, Doc was on to gelatin many, many years ago. His first formulation, at least the first one I heard about, we used to call the pig pack, which we still sell. And one of the things about the pig pack is it had gelatin in it, because Doc was hip to the idea that gelatin is so important for the joints, but gelatin is also important for the connective tissue in the intestine.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Ben, I think it's turned out to be food night for you. This one's from Jeremy in Glassell Park, California. He says, please have the pharmacist talk about the pros and cons of eating string cheese.
Are there any pros or cons?
It's not a great food. Cheese has got some benefits to it, but cheese in general, you got to be really careful. Small amounts of cheese are nutritionally dense, wonderful nutritional elements.
But large amounts, what? What's wrong with that?
It has a gummy quality. Cheese has a gummy quality. In fact, the word queso is cheese in Latin or in Spanish, is reflective of a protein in cheese called casein. Many people have casein allergies, and also casein has a gummy quality. You ever see mozzarella cheese when they pull it?
It's like string.
Yeah, it's like it has this kind of like gummy quality, and it gums up the intestine. So you got to be a little bit careful with cheese. That being said, it's wonderfully nutritionally dense.
Interesting take. Ben, again, your website is criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number to call where there are people there giving assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. How many years you been doing this now?
George, I think we're going to go on our seventh year, I believe, this year, if I'm not mistaken, 2015. Can you believe this? 7 years almost.
God, where's the time gone?
It's crazy, right? I also should tell listeners that we love emails. So, and we answer them all. So send if you have questions, sometimes people want to talk on the phone or they want to get their thoughts together. Send an email to info at criticalhealthnews.com, and we answer all – or is it – it's info@criticalhealthnews.com, and we answer all our emails, and you can feel free to write your whole story on there.
Well, I got to tell you, wherever I go, when we were doing lots of events pre-COVID, people would come up to me talking about you and Doc Wallach, about how helpful you two have been to them and their lives. And
that's what we're about. And I'll tell you what, George, it's almost selfish that I – that I'm helpful, because it makes me feel good. You know, when you help somebody, that's the most beautiful thing there is in life, is to help somebody else. We don't feel satisfied. There's something missing in our lives if we're just focusing on ourselves. That's why sometimes you'll hear these people who apparently had everything. They were rich, they were successful, they were, you know, celebrities, whatever, and they just kill themselves, or they do harm, or they're self-destructive in some way. It's because when you focus on yourself, it's not as satisfying as focusing on others. And that's kind of built into into evolution. We learn to help each other. It's called the altruistic gene, scientists call it.
Absolutely. Ben, we're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Rick Mixter, author of Bottled Goodbyes, Aviation and Maritime Disasters, joins us to talk about some of the incredible shipwrecks on the Great Lakes, including the Edmund Fitzgerald. Make sure you're part of the program. The anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald is November 10th, so Wednesday it is. And we're back with our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. You looking forward to Thanksgiving, Ben?
My favorite holiday. Giving thanks is one of the best things you could do for your health. Activates the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest and relaxation nervous system. Being thankful, being grateful. George, no matter what, how bad you things are, there's way more good things than bad things. We just have this negative bias where we always focus on the negative. But really, there's so much to be grateful for. And Thanksgiving is such a beautiful holiday because it reminds us of that.
It's only a couple weeks away. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. It's hard to believe. The year's almost over, George.
Let's go to John, east of the Rockies in Butler, Pennsylvania. Hi, John. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank God for Ben Fuchs, because I totally agree that a lot of people in this country have been habitually manipulated to avoid critical thinking. And I think one of the things that they don't notice is the hidden money trails behind much
yes,
of these outrageous policies now that are going to envelop us, such as extorting people to take an experimental so-called vaccine, bypassing all our filtering organs directly into
right.
our blood without
right.
our permission, was a choice of a living hell of restrictions and unemployment. I mean, it's outrageous.
It's outrageous.
You look at the few sources of alternate experts, such as on Global Research, globalresearch.ca. They're under attack and vilification. And there's an article by some whistleblowers in Western intelligence called U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies are waging covert cyber war against vaccine dissenters alternate media.
Well, you are right about that in terms of those of you who are opposed to vaccines, this vaccination process. They come at you, Ben.
Phew. Oh, my God, with both barrels. Holy moly, the censorship and the vilification, demonization, and the politicization. You know, they made it into a political thing. If you're on one side of the spectrum or another side of the spectrum, that has to do with whether you approve or disapprove of this inoculation. It's not political. It's just common sense. Do you want to be part of an experiment or don't you? If you do, that's great. That's fine. You should be able to do that, but not to mandate it. Not to force people and compel people to do it, but as the caller just pointed out, critical thinking. We have to learn the science of epistemology, which is the science of how knowledge is acquired. We just absorb information like a fish in water with his mouth open, just taking in whatever comes into whatever's in the water. We have to learn discretion and discernment, and to understand when something is real and not real. And I know if you've seen these deep fakes. Have you seen these things called deep fakes, George, where they have Tom Cruise playing guitar and singing when Tom Cruise doesn't play guitar and sing? And it looks just like Tom Cruise playing guitar and singing, right? You can't tell. So you have to learn to use your intuition. You have to learn to feel things out. There's a subtle energy that surrounds experiences and surrounds people and surrounds objects. We have to learn to become attuned to the subtle energy that is around everything. And I believe that's what's happening here, is we're going to be forced through deep fakes and fake news and manipulation of information and censorship. We are going to be forced to use our higher senses for interpreting data and interpreting not just statistical or numerical data, but perceptual data, visual data, auditory data. We're going to have to become much more sensitive to the subtle energy that surrounds information, and I believe that's what's going to happen.
And it seems that COVID is just as prevalent now as it was before there was even
right.
a vaccination.
Right. Isn't that crazy? Right.
How can this be?
Exactly. But you're going to get boosters now. So you get boosters all the time. Every year you get boosters. This is a dream come true for the pharmaceutical industry. Do you know how many lobbyists there are in Washington? There are three lobbyists for every member of the Senate and the House of Representatives. There's like thousands of them out there. Does anybody not believe that has something to do with all this?
It's just what's amazing is the paranoia that is attached to this, Ben. It's massive.
Yes. Yes, we live our lives in fear. And you know what ultimately it is? It's the fear of death. We have this almost like this obsession with death to the extent that we're willing to lock ourselves in the house and take experimental chemicals for the fear of death. Well, you don't have to worry about death because, number one, from a spiritual perspective, you read near-death experiences, you don't even really die. But number two,
there are so many lifestyle strategies that you can employ to minimize your risk. I was at the airport a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't flown in a long time, flew for the first time. I couldn't believe it. I took an early morning flight, 6:30. The line at McDonald's in the food court at DIA, you know how there's a McDonald's?
Oh, I go to that airport every month.
Right? It went into the through the food court into one of the concourses halfway for people to line up to get their Egg McMuffins. I saw a guy yesterday at the supermarket going through the Pepsi section wearing a mask, deciding whether he wanted the Pepsi or the Coke. I don't know what he was selecting. He was juggling the bottles to see what he wanted to drink. This is the kind of mentality that we have. We miss an opportunity to do the little things, to breathe correctly, to exercise, to meditate, to eat correctly, and to take nutritional supplements, to get on your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, one of the all-time great immune-boosting foods, a supplement. If somebody wants just one thing to do to boost the immune system, to protect themselves from viral infections or anything else, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's cheap, it's tasty, and not only will it boost your immune system, you'll have more energy, you'll sleep better, you'll have be able to work out harder, you'll be able to function more effectively. Just something as simple as that, George.
Let's go to Sean, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hello, Sean. Welcome.
Hey, Sean.
Yes, I think we have to rely on whistleblowers from the inside sometimes, and there are people such as the former vice president of Pfizer, Michael Yeadon, and the developer of the mRNA so-called vaccine, Dr. Malone, who are warning against these. And these people are being attacked, censored, canceled, and really deprived of a platform.
Well, there's no doubt about that. These people know their news, don't they?
Your listeners are on top of it. We're preaching to the choir, from a lot of things that we're talking about. And this is a message that has to go out to everybody, not just the people who are, in the echo chamber. Everybody out there has to hear this message. The idea that we are more powerful than we know, and we're more powerful than we're being told. In many ways, George, if everybody stands up to tyranny, there's no tyranny. And in terms of our bodies, we have an ability to fight viruses, to fight cancer, to repair damaged tissue. We have an immune system that navigates the circulatory system, constantly on the lookout for enemies and bad guys. We have this amazing, amazing human body that I have been studying for over 40 years now that never ceases to blow me away with all of the things that it can do and all of the things that it's capable of. Do you know, George, your body makes viruses. You actually make viruses. Viruses are not some creepy crawling thing from the outside that invades your body. Viruses are everywhere. They're in every drop of water. They're in every drop, every millimeter of air. They're in every teaspoonful of soil, and they're in your body naturally. They're made by cells as a result of various biochemical reactions.
Let's go to Janet in Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Hello, Janet.
Taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling because as of November of 2019, they found a pituitary tumor. They've been monitoring it, and I've had two neurosurgeons. The first one was stop, do not pass go, let me take it from, let me remove it. The second one is conservative. We've been monitoring it, and it's gotten a little bit bigger over time, but the pressing issue is it's pressing on my optic nerve. The question is there anything I could do to shrink it?
Well, that's a tough one. Here's the deal. Tumors come and go. You want to know that. They remit on their own. So that's first of all. Anytime somebody has a tumor, you want to understand that they remit spontaneously all the time. It's not common, but it can happen. It can happen to one body. It can happen to anybody. That's the first thing. Just mentally, you want to know that. The next thing is to understand what causes a tumor. A tumor is the end result of stress, cellular stress. When a cell is freaked out, it doesn't have enough food, it doesn't have enough oxygen, it's toxic, it will start to grow and divide in a very primitive but functional way. In other words, a cancer cell is a cell that has it's at its wit's end. It's had enough. It doesn't know what else to do. So But what you want to do if you're dealing with any kind of cancer, any kind of abnormal growth, and whether it's a cancer, whether a malignant cancer, whether it's a benign tumor, anytime that happens, you want to start to support the body in an all-around health way. That means all the things we talk about all the time. Number one, reducing sugar intake. The cancer loves sugar. So keeping your sugar intake, and that means refined carbohydrates or even really any carbohydrates, down to a minimum. The ketogenic diet can be helpful in this regard. The second thing is to make sure that you're breathing correctly and moving your body. Both breathing and moving your body deliver oxygen through the circulatory system to the cells. And that's the number one enemy of a cell, of a cancer cell, or a benign tumor, is oxygen. So making sure you're flooding your body with oxygen through breathing, through movement, and also through hyperbaric oxygen, which you can, there's various health clinics that have hyperbaric oxygen.
That's where you go into like a tube or something, right?
Exactly, and they pump you with oxygen. Anybody with cancer, that should be one of the most important strategies that they use. And then third of all, getting yourself on a nutritional supplement program, especially vitamin C. You can think of vitamin C as the anti-cancer vitamin, among many other things that it does. Vitamin E is also very important. Selenium is very important as an anti-cancer substance. Vitamin D is very important. So there's wonderful nutritional supplements you can take. The bottom line is good lifestyle. And then don't forget about the spiritual and mental and emotional components as well. We know that when we're under emotional duress, our body's ability to fight diseases, our immune system becomes suppressed, our body's ability to fight diseases becomes suppressed. So learning to relax the emotions, learning to activate the parasympathetic nervous system that we talked about earlier, through grace, through kindness, through thinking good thoughts, mentally thinking good thoughts, mentally using visualization techniques to see the tumor shrinking. Do not underestimate the power of visualization, because guess what? Football players don't underestimate it. Olympic athletes don't underestimate the power of visualization. Basketball players don't underestimate the power of visualization because their career depends on it. So they use visualization to picture the shot, the basketball going into the net. You can use it to shrink tumors too. You can use it to accomplish anything, for that matter. And when you're visualizing, you always want to visualize with feeling. In fact, feeling is the most important aspect to manifestation. So you want to use your feeling when you're visualizing. You want to feel the tumor shrinking. You want to feel your immune system strengthening. You want to feel yourself getting better and healthier. And last but not least, plugging into God, spirituality, whatever you want to call it, the divine force, the divine healing intelligence, angels, whatever metaphor that you want to use, and meditation is one of the all-time great ways to do that.
Ben, let's take a final text and tweet from Tom for you. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, from Trina in Raleigh, North Carolina, are there naturals or foods to make my fingernails grow?
Yes, absolutely there are. Wonderful ones. Anything with silica in it. Silica is one of the all-time great underappreciated nutrients. You can get silica in vegetables and seeds and nuts. You can also get liquid silica gel, which is available in health food stores. Also, anything that builds collagen and connective tissue will help you with your hair. The glucogel caps from Longevity, for example, will help. Vitamin C and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine will help. And minerals like zinc and calcium are very important.
What about hyaluronic acid?
Say that again?
No.
Yo, you know how to say it. Hi-Al. Remember Hi-Al?
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, there you go. Hyaluronic acid. Yes, absolutely. Hyaluronic acid is great for nails and great for all connective tissue. And then essential fatty acids are very underappreciated for building connective tissue and also strengthening hair and nails. And anything that strengthens your nails will also strengthen your hair and vice versa.
Let's got time for one quick question from Braden in Lovell, Wyoming. Hey, Braden, go ahead.
Hey, I've tried to call in a couple times. My mom has psoriatic arthritis and
psoriasis. She's got arthritis. Sorry about your phone, Braden. It's really bad.
Yeah, I think it says psoriatic arthritis. Absolutely.
I mean,
psoriatic arthritis needs to be treated like an autoimmune disease. An autoimmune disease is always involved digestive health. Always. Job number one. Or autoimmune diseases, whether you're talking amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or multiple sclerosis or whatever, psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, always focus on the digestive system, gut first, probiotics, nightly essence from Longevity, ultimate enzymes, essential ultimate EFAs, glucogel caps. There's a lot of ways. Focus on the intestine and intestinal health.
Ben, we're almost out of time. We'll have Doc Wallach on in about 3 weeks. You'll be on after that, so you'll be on a little before Christmas, my friend, all right?
I can't believe it. It's coming right up. George, it's a pleasure always. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, and it's never too late to call the toll-free number for assistance, folks, 1-855-949-7234. The aim of this is to make you feel better. Up next, the incredible Rex in the Great Lakes.